doesn't I play Vril?
Emil as Bug.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Hey everyone, I just want to jump in real quick and let you guys know this one once again has some audio issues with it. It should be, this is our last one where we kind of switch over to a better audio source and hopefully sound improvements, everybody's going to be happy. So just want to let you guys know, audio is going to be a little rough for this one again, but starting with number 4, things will change and should get better from there. Thanks so much, enjoy the show.
Okay, so hopefully we can wrap this up. I kind of got one more kind of place for you guys to go, and then we will should be done by then. Okay. So you guys just had your hard-fought battle. You guys just won. One of the things I forgot. What's that?
I just said blue.
No. Oh. One of the things I actually forgot to do was roll on the loot table for you guys, because you just defeated a monster. Let's see. Okay. 15. Wow, okay. So, in between the two of these guys, you find, since they've been raiding around these ruins with some items and looking for stuff, you find a small gem, a couple small gems actually, and you think both, all of them combined, will get you about 150 coin.
Sweet.
Yeah. Since these little gems and artifacts and stuff, they come from that little salamander's ruins that you guys are trudging towards. Florian Day, as our bard, do they? Are there any stories or images that are on these gems?
If you just look up sulfur symbol, sulfur like the element.
Yeah.
You should see something that's kind of like a infinity symbol with some crosses, like crossy thing on top.
Nice.
Wait, that one.
This image looks familiar. Isn't this from the Satanic Temple, or is this something? Is that
yeah,
something different?
It is.
Great. Okay.
Sleeves. No surprise here.
Nope. None surprise.
Yeah, I was reading an article this morning. Sulfur symbol. I mean, Florian Day was
cool.
Article.
Nice. Okay. So you guys. So after looting the bodies and getting everything you need, from right now, you guys have moved away from that area, and luckily nothing seems to come out to you. You have a moment of quietness. And
nothing's following us.
Nothing's following you guys. Seems like everything's okay. So you guys are going to take this moment. You're going to heal up. Everybody gets back up to max HP. And since you guys have had quite a bit of experience, it's a little bit out of order, but just to have some fun, I think we should push all you guys up to level 2, just to kind of make the next little fight a little interesting.
Question.
Yeah.
How many XP do you need before you level normally?
Okay. So typically, it will be your level plus 7 XP. So since you guys are level 1 right now, you would have needed 8 XP. Which I think Abe is pretty close to, because he's failed a shit ton. but for level 2, though, you'll need your level. So level 2 plus 7, you'll need 9 XP. But, we'll just kind of go through it real quick, just so we can kind of see what this all about is. So on your character sheets, it'll have advanced moves. There's the two separate sets. One you pick from a level 2 to level 10, and one you pick from level 6 to level 10. So you're going to be picking from the first list since you're in level 2. Okay, and one other thing you guys are going to pick is you're going to pick one of your stats and increase the big number by 1. And this might actually raise your modifier as well. So, okie dokie. So I just texted you guys on the table for the modifiers for this game. So so like a lot of you guys, the highest one starting stat you have is a 16.
Okay, so if we upgrade our 16, we're not going to get enough plus 3.
No, you need to be 18 to get a plus 3. But your 15 can go to a 16 to get a plus 2, which would be pretty good for some of you, I bet. Your 12 can go to a 13, which would give you a plus 1. And your 8 can go to a 9, which would get you a 0. But also, I mean, like, that's just kind of thinking, like, ahead a little bit. So if there's something in particular coming up you want to get a little bit better on, that's fine. Or if you want to keep using this character, you can kind of start dumping things into certain stat skills and stuff. I will say, though, a stat score of 18 is as high as you can go on your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did these modifiers come up?
The modifiers come up are the things that you're adding with your rolls.
Huh?
I
got it.
Yeah, but you're raising the big number. And that's going to affect your modifier.
And how do they get a score, I guess? Okay, the score would be
the big number. So the 16, the 15, the 13, 12, 9, and 8. And then the modifier is kind of the number that it represents. So, basically, somebody with a stat of, like, a 10 would be like, okay, you're moderate, this is 0. Or, like, if you could be somebody with, like, a score of 4, like, oh, you really suck at this, I can't believe it. Or you could be somebody with a score of 18, and it's like, oh, my God, you're really scary, and you're really good at whatever it is that you've put your stats into.
Got it.
So I just wanted to take a moment and figured we could do that to kind of see what it is. And then you can pick a new level up move, a new advanced move for your class.
I'm looking at Invenom. I want to apply my oil to my rapier.
Ooh, okay. Okay. You can put it on your throwing daggers too. I don't see why not.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. And then what's stat score are you raising?
I'm going to raise Wisdom. So I'm 16 now.
Wisdom to 16. Okay. Very nice. Lisa, Devin, do you guys have any ideas?
Could you I have a couple abilities, or moves, I'm sorry, that say something about taking plus one forward.
Okay. So plus one, in this game, there are kind of ways to help each other out in a way. You can get kind of bonuses from stuff and kind of different ways to help your rolls. Plus one forward just means that on the very next roll that you do, you get to add an additional plus one to that roll.
Okay. So does forward refer to like forward in time, like the next roll you make?
Yes.
Is there ever a backward, like, a rule you just made you can modify or something?
No, not really. Okay. You could have some. The only way you can really do that would be like to say we did an aid in, or interfere as well. But like you're never gonna have a move or an ability that's gonna give you like something like to help you in backwards in time. It's always gonna be like forward, your next thing, moving.
Yeah. Okay. I still need to keep reading a little bit then.
Okay. Thanks. No problem.
I guess I'll do one of my intelligence, so it's a 0.
Okay.
Oh, are we choosing moves right now, or?
Yes. So, a stat score to bump up and one advanced move.
And I'm going to do Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. You can never become weakened or sickened, and you ignore the forceful tag on any attack that might be made against you. Okay. So the forceful tag, that sort of applies to weapons that I've actually been using specifically against Emil, because if things with forceful are moves that push your character back and move him around. So that's the fact that you now have unstoppable means that you're just going to be standing still. And the wicked and sickened, if you look, let's see. Yeah. Next, around your stat scores, there should be a little box that says, under for strength, it says weak minus one, or constitution as for sick minus one. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are different ways that I can kind of punish you guys. So, like, if you are weak, your strength rolls will always be will have minus one applied to them. If you're sick, your constitution rolls will have minus one applied to them. And the fact that you have unstoppable means I can no longer do that as like a punishment type of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's just, it makes sense too, because he's just always run right into trouble and just kind of charged at whatever happens. And now he just cannot, he's just better at it now. So Lisa, that brings us to you. Yes. Lots of destruction.
So Joe.
Hmm? Yeah.
I have an advanced move that's called Bamboozle. Okay. And it says when you parlay with someone on a 7+, you also take +1 forward with them.
Yes.
So I'm a little confused by that wording. What does it mean to take +1 forward with them?
So you can kind of, there's different ways that it can be applied. So like these plus ones, they are in the future. They follow each other. But there are specific ones that do tie to a specific person or a specific NPC in this case. This parlay would be like you're negotiating with somebody. Where is, yes. Okay, so the actual parlay rule is, what's that?
I was saying, page 68.
Thank you. When you have leverage on a GM character and manipulate them, roll plus charisma. Leverage is something they need or want. On a hit, they ask you for something and do it if you make them a promise first. On a 7-9, they need concrete assurance of your promise right now. So the +1 in that case just kind of give you a like, if you have to roll again for something with them, then you will get, it will help you.
Okay, so like if you roll a 7 and 9, maybe there's a follow up roll.
Yeah.
With like their. Yeah, okay. Ah, interesting.
Uh huh.
So what's the other thing we're choosing? It's something with the modifier. Do you get +1?
It's the it's the scores. So like the big number, the 8, 13, 9, 15, 12, 16, you could increase one of those by 1. And that will bump up. That will potentially bump up the modifier as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because I sent you a text that has the score and the modifier table on it. So
yes, I have that.
Great.
I'll take the let's up my wisdom.
Okay. Gives you a +1.
So that's 13 now with a +1 modifier. Mm-hmm. And then. I'm pretty into this metal hurlant.
When you shout with great force or play a shattering note, choose a target and roll +con. Oh, it's +constitution.
Ooh, wait a minute. Mine's not good.
No, it's not. On a 10+, target takes 1d10 damage. That's pretty big. But on a 7 and 9, you still deal your damage, but it's out of control. The GM will choose an additional target nearby for a d10 damage. That's a lot of damage to just do to something really around you.
Yeah. let me rethink that one.
It goes to 11 is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one too. So. On a 10+, the target attacks their nearest. Okay. So, like, an enemy attacks their ally.
Yes, yes.
Because they're like, God, this is hideous. Ah, I didn't start punching things.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm into it.
Okay.
I like that one.
Goes to 11. Great. Okay. So, all right. So, we're going to do, since everybody's level 2 now, we're going to go to the ruins themselves. So you guys are pretty far away, but you still see them in the distance, or specifically, you see a statue of a salamander, just kind of broken down, a little crumbled, but it's there. You can inexplicably see the head of this dragon creature just looming down on you. The ruins themselves, though, are quite small. There's a couple walls around still. It looks like a part of it that may go back into sort of an overgrown area a little bit, but you see kind of you're just looking down and you see this sort of ruins. And what do you guys do to make your approach? You, just as a reminder, you do know there's a couple more, the ogre is still there, and you oh, actually, Devin, have you, did Varel tell them all the information about who's going to be, what's going on at the ruins?
No, I didn't have any reason to tell them.
Nothing at all? Okay. Even as you're approaching the ruins, you still haven't told them.
I'll say there's more. I told them that.
Okay. You know there's more of these guys waiting for you down there. That's it. You don't know anything else. So what do you guys...
I'm going to go ahead and just scout it out.
Go scout it out. Okay. How are you doing that?
Slink in the shadows. Slowly move forward as I listen for sounds in the distance. Okay. Listen for maybe talking or grunts or something.
So, this sounds like you're doing a discern realities. So roll 2d6 plus your wisdom, please.
Oh!
What'd you get? What'd you get?
With my newly found wisdom, I got a total of 12.
Yes. All right. You can ask three questions. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What here is useful or valuable to me? Who's really in control here? What here is not what it appears to be?
I'd like to know what here is useful or valuable to me.
He's cheating because he already knows what I know, and that's not fair. He's not supposed to know.
But why would I tell him in this case? He's so far away, he wouldn't have seen the cloak or anything.
Okay.
I'm just curious what's useful to me so far.
Honestly, what's probably more useful is the fact that you now see at least three more beings walking around the ruins.
Are these three? I see three ogre-like creatures walking through the ruins, basically.
Yes. Yeah. So you know there's three of them there walking. And they seem to have made some type of camp.
Okay. All right. Then I'd like to see who's really in control here.
You do see one of them who kind of stands out a little bit. He's a larger of the three. Has a few more battle scars on his face. He seems to be kind of to hanging around one of the doors leading to a more kind of overgrown patch of it, and the other two seem to be listening to him a little bit more intently.
What did you say about where he was standing?
Kind of like there's like an overgrown area, and like there's a part of the ruins that's been overgrown with like a tree or something. It's kind of broken up, and there's like you can kind of, from the place where you're looking down on, you can see, like, there's a little bit of a doorway where this larger of the three is hanging out and just kind of seems to be just firmly planted right there. And seems to be kind of just hanging out right at that spot.
Okay. All right, so I think there might be something on there. Let me think here then.
While we're sitting here, I would totally ask my friend over here. Wait, hang on, I forgot your name. I'm sorry. Florian.
Yeah.
Florian, why are we here? What are we doing? Is there any reason to be messing with this cove that you guys know nothing about and I've had to destroy ogres over?
And trees.
Well, I think this gets back to the reason we're together, probably. And have we really, we did figure that out. Okay.
So is there any reason to push on any further? I feel like I'm going to have to take a beating for you two.
Well,
this little guy can't hit anything. He's not here to know that. Don't tell him. He doesn't need to know I'm talking shit.
And while I don't hear any of this conversation in real time, at that note, I'm asking my third question, which is, what is about to happen?
What's about to happen?
I say reconnaissance, by the way.
Reconnaissance?
That's why we're here. That's my answer.
Oh, it's Devin.
Oh.
And it's Burrell.
Okay.
Wait, that seems like a shitty reason, by the way. We have ulterior motives, but we're not...
I was going to say, I don't know what that means. That doesn't help. My orc brain doesn't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Yeah, do you guys want to answer Burrell's question right now, then? Or I guess, Florian, do you want to answer...
Okay, out of character, yeah. I'm going to bit of a spot because I haven't had a chance to talk with Emil about why we're here in the first place. Well, so I don't have to answer that question right now. I'd rather not.
Okay. You're just going to ignore me. Alright.
That's why I said reconnaissance. I didn't ignore
mysteriously.
You.
Okay. Well, the good news is Emil didn't fail anything yet, so he can still come back and you guys can talk to each other about what you want to do. But one of the things that you... Your question, last question was what's about to happen, right? You see the larger one kind of pointing at the other two and sending them out of the ruins. And they're just kind of... They're not heading towards you yet, but they're just making their way around. You don't know what they're looking for.
All
right. But right now there's only one in the ruins.
All right.
So do you...
Gotcha. So I take this knowledge that I found, and I go back to my team, my peeps, and I tell them what I see, which is there is a larger orc ogre guarding a...
RP it.
Yeah.
Huh?
RP you telling us, Emil. RP it.
Roleplay it.
Yeah. There's a... Guys, there's a larger troll... ogre guarding this overgrown area. It seems like it's maybe a doorway into somewhere. I think that's probably where he needs to go. It seems like he's guarding it.
Don't fuck it up again, you little short shit.
Guys, trust me on this. I swear. The other two, they've gone off looking for... rations, or they've gone off. They're no longer here guarding the ruins. We can take this guy 1-on-3.
Okay, can I go, like, look at what he's seeing?
Wait, why do you even want to attack? You haven't told me anything yet. Why are we here?
Like I said, I
don't know if Florian is alright with revealing it. I think we're okay to sell him.
I will watch you guys from afar. This will be fun.
You're just gonna watch us instead.
I have no reason to fight. Why am I here?
That's fine.
Well, that's why I was wondering. Why are you here?
See, that's why this
No, isn't... we don't need you. You've been following us this entire time, and we already had our wonderful little two-person team. And you decided to just follow us, something about death. You know what? I don't give a shit.
Do you want me to throw you in? Will that help?
You know what? Yeah, actually. Let's go walk over to where I was standing, and let's take you and just talk me right in your stupid little face, and I'm going to stab it as I come in with my sleeping, with my awesome new
rapier. You know, I was just thinking of going in. Scoping out the situation and maybe trying to find a way, a different way to address the situation. But if you want to get thrown in his face, you go ahead.
I'm used to it. Amusing. I think I can handle it. What if you go around, Florian? You go around and distract him. Just play a few notes, and as soon as he's turned around, Morel's just going to chuck me right at the ogre's face.
What's my new thing? It goes to 11.
That's a damage, isn't it? Oh, no.
Make them attack their nearest ally.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't include themselves, does it?
No, unfortunately.
I have no reason to know why we're fighting, but I will throw you.
That's all we ask of you.
Okay. So it goes to 11 when it says nearest ally. Obviously, not themselves.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving Emil, he's the thief, so I'm giving him a moment to kind of see what the thief can do and see what we can plan. But yeah, once the other two kind of come back, then goes to 11 would definitely be very valuable in that moment. So I think, okay, but yeah, I mean, do you really want to throw him at this thing from a distance?
What I want to do is I need Florian Day.
I'm in the background warming up my arm right now, just kind of swinging it around.
Can't wait. Okay.
I need you to have him distract him from the other side. In fact, I need his back turned to me. And at that point, I can be chucked right at the back of his head, right at the neck.
I mean, he's going to be surprised by this for sure. So this will count as a sneak attack because there's no way he doesn't see him. Yeah, back. Yeah, attack a surprised or defenseless enemy. He's just hanging out. He doesn't expect you.
Just a little bit of a background info too. I was the last one picked for the baseball team back at the org camp. Just so everyone knows.
Perfect. Well, that's good because you're gonna roll for this. Okay. All right. I guess Florian, do you want to help this in some way?
I'm just so confused as to why they're even want to do this.
I don't know why we're fighting. I've already asked.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Okay. I guess we can talk it through right now because, I mean, like, this would be your moment if you want to mention the cloak that was part of the legend of Hildo Bragan. Or if you want to explain that to him, why you're here looking for it.
I don't know why we're here, so we have no reason for me to bring up any other information I've found in what I've seen, other than that there's more orcs that we've been killing.
Yeah.
Well,
or more ogres.
I'm thinking, Florian, if we need to tell Varel what we're up to here in order to keep him helping us, I think it's probably worth it.
Okay. So,
not a big deal anyway.
Have we talked about that at all?
Out of character, me and you, we need to come up with something on the spot right now. And I'm thinking let me just go back into character and say something about it, whatever.
Alright.
It's fine. So, we heard rumor of making the wearer essentially invisible to the eye, discernible, really. And if we could get a hand art on this cloak, we plan to do with it. Let's just say there's a rich family in the city that we don't believe deserves all their wealth, and maybe doing something. We'd be happy to bring you in on it. You know, we have there's plenty to go around. I'm sure whatever you're going to do in the future, you're going to need some money. And we can help you with that right now. If you're willing to help.
I'm not here for money. I'm here to view. Let's just continue.
But you'll still chuck me at his head, at the back of his head.
If that's what you desire.
God. Okay.
All right. Well, he's here because he's on his own. He sees something about us that he finds interesting. We've now told him why we're here. It is not enough for him.
I turn around and punch a tree really hard.
It shakes.
Yes, right now. Right by where we're at.
Are you trying to make a lot of noise? Try to attract?
Not necessarily. I'm just literally hitting a tree.
Okay.
Is there a reason? No?
Huh?
Is there a reason for the tree hitting?
It was an impulsion I got from the situation, I guess.
Your head was stressed. Your head was on the tree.
Okay.
You mentioned fighting. I don't know. It happens for my guy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's a compulsive puncher.
Yeah. Alright, so this will probably be
other things. The tree is just the first option. I don't know what to tell you.
So this will probably be a couple rolls. So we're going to do one roll for the throw itself, and another roll for the actual attack.
Alright. I think that should do it. So, 2 sixes. This is going to be a 4 with my strength plus, right, which is 2, so it goes to a 6.
You're at a 6. Okay. Okay, that's not great.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt the tree that much. I just wanted to attack it. I don't know if that's a miss. I think I just hit it really loudly. That's what it sounds like to me.
A miss.
Oh, the tree? Okay, yeah. Actually, I wasn't even going to have you roll to hit the tree. I was trying to say that's how the roll was going to go, to throw Bug into the guy. Then
that's cool, too. No, that works.
It doesn't really work for Bug, because you just, if that's the throw, you just failed. It's like, in a big way.
That was just the punching of the tree.
No.
It's DM's call for one, but, man, I don't know what we're doing here. I'm just, you got me worked up. I'm hitting trees. How many things do I gotta kill for you to see this rage?
Oh, this is bad news. I think the only way to resolve this, I mean, you throw him, you huck him good. You get him in there. He lands nowhere close to
May the guy. I counter with a miraculous move where I grab my grappling hook out of my adventuring gear and try to tag the ogre as I'm about to basically pop them, or like up around them.
Just wrap around him. He's not trying to angle yourself with wind. I don't know.
He's not that big. You're not gonna like wrap around him like that.
No. To be fair, my throw like was before from the before throw. It's gonna be more of an upward rotation than it's not a beam. I'm always gonna throw him in a lob because I want to throw him high.
Right.
It's always
fun. It's always fun. Okay.
You'll come right down on top of him. What do you want?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's... Oh, this is gonna be rough. Okay. Yeah, you failed in a... This is gonna be a big fail in a big way. Emil, I gotta ask. You're gonna have to roll Defy Danger not to take a bunch of damage just from landing in the ruins. This isn't even the guys hitting you yet. You're just gonna... This is from the throw, the arc. It's gonna be a rough fall, so you need to do something. Thing. What's that?
That guy rolls to Defy Danger?
Yeah, that'll be a Defy Danger. How are you defying danger? Powering through, getting out, or acting fast, enduring, quick thinking, mental fortitude.
As he's flying through the air, I yell, don't die.
Yeah, and in that moment, I attempt to search my surroundings for something, anything I can grab on or whatever, or like for anything I can, you know, help myself for a soft landing.
Okay.
Plus, like getting out of the way or acting fast, essentially.
Is that it? Because I mean, you're in one direction. Like you're not really gonna have, unless you're doing something else. I don't know how much control over your movement you're gonna have to do flying through the air.
Well, I still think I have a grappling hook.
Okay.
You're in my adventuring gear.
Try to grapple and pull you towards something, or
yeah, essentially.
Okay. All right.
I don't have myself.
Defy danger. Do you think this is more quick thinking or acting fast?
Well, I'd like to say acting fast.
I know.
Because, I mean, really,
it wasn't random that I threw you. It was a plan, so you're ready for being thrown. So I think acting fast would be better.
Okay, so that would be Defy Danger Dex then. So 2d6 plus your Dex mod. Yeah. Which you're actually good at.
Yeah, but I roll like shit, so...
Oh my god.
Five altogether.
You got a 5 altogether? Okay,
yeah, I can't roll, like, a 4th failure. I can die.
Valerian, what's your damage? A d10? Yep.
I will stab your body.
Oh my god. Yeah, this is a big hit. This fall, with this fail, you take 10 damage.
Alright, so it's 9.
Okay. You kind of bounce a little bit once you hit the ruins. And you stand up, you see this giant, you see this big ogre looking right down at you. What do you do?
Can I respond to his fall there?
If you have something, yes, please.
Yeah, as he's falling in that fucked up position, the little failure of a little shit, okay. I'm gonna look over to my other friend over here, Florian. And I'm just going to let out a scream in that direction and just battle roar that way.
You're just running towards the ruins right now?
Okay. I'm not going to run towards them. I'm just letting out the battle yell in that direction.
Okay.
Wait, so you threw him, and you're just yelling in the direction that he threw him?
Yeah.
Yeah, as he's falling, yeah. As he's about to land in peril.
Hey.
Well, if he catches the ogre's attention, and he turns around.
The other two?
I don't know, maybe not. Yeah. I'm just gonna do it.
Florian, what do? You just saw your buddy get hot and bounce.
This is obscene. I can't believe this guy following us, chucking my fucking con partner. What the hell? I need that guy.
Why did you talk him out of it?
Come on.
Why did you talk him out of it?
Finding use for small things is hard.
I have plenty of use for that guy.
You just seen one. I threw him.
Creative
place. Oh god, let me look at my options here.
I'm gonna say you're far from Buck.
Very,
so
very far.
Yeah. So I mean, you can start making an effort and get down, maybe run towards him and do something.
Yeah,
but that's gonna take some doing, and other stuff could happen while you're running.
There's bullying. But I doubt I'm good.
You should play the Jurassic Park music as I'm yelling.
Yeah. Also, your bow is only near. You're definitely far. So your bow cannot hit anything this far.
No, I couldn't hear any of that, Joe. Could you repeat?
Sorry. Your bow is a worn bow that has the tag near. You're definitely far. So you cannot hit anything this far away.
All right.
But you're just going to start running towards Bug to try to help your buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. As Florian Day is running towards the ruins.
Wait.
What?
Did he already hit the ground or not?
Oh yeah, he's hit. He's down. He's damaged.
He hit already, so yes. I can't make it with arcane art, can I?
I don't think.
Well, there's a distance. I threw him pretty far.
Yeah, I don't think your arcane art works that far.
Yeah.
You need to be pretty.
I made a fabulous yell.
You did. You made a fabulous yell. It was glorious. It was a great battle yell.
It was mainly. I stood in my pose afterwards. I had my hands on my hips.
I was quite inspired by it. I might write a song. But at the time, I'm a little panicked not thinking about that yet. But it definitely made an impression on me.
That's good. Okay, so. Florian's just running down the hill. Veral, as you're seeing him take off, you also see the other two ogres making their way back to the ruins as well. What are you doing?
What? Are you asking me?
No, I was trying to ask Veral what he was doing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because this is basically... Florian Day is going to run towards the ruins. It's going to take an effort into doing to get there.
I'm
going to
keep throwing stuff.
Throwing stuff, okay.
Yeah, but I'm grabbing anything that's not food or alcohol. Anything else in the carriage is starting to get tossed.
Are you throwing it at the leader, or at...
Kind of tossing it in the random direction where I threw him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, because, like, as you're running down the hill, as you see...
I'm not running down the hill, I'm staying at the cart.
Sorry, Florian is running down the hill.
Okay.
You see the two other ogres come back, and they're trying to make. They're start making their way towards the ruins as well. Do you throw it towards their leader, or do you throw it towards the other two?
The first one's gonna follow the little guy.
Okay.
After that, I might start throwing the other direction.
All right. That's gonna be if you're trying to attack, that'll be a. Oh, can you throw that far? Know if you have anything.
I'm just huffing anything I find that might be the same size as him. It could be pebbles to anything.
Okay.
But I'm picking off the cart first. I'm looking for anything
that
I don't care about, food or alcohol.
Yeah, we said you could throw. You've already thrown a halfling that far. You could throw a bottle that far. I don't see why not.
Yeah, so the first thing I grab is fresh water, and I have a bottle of fresh water.
Nice. Roll 2d6 plus your dexterity then.
Alright. 2d6. That's not great. Dexterity plus one. I got a 6.
You got a 6. Okay. Okay. I think it just you just start throwing. You're throwing the bottle. It just goes. It doesn't hit him or anything. But you see one of the ogres kind of peel off and start running towards you. So nice. Now you got one guy coming after you, and one guy going back to help their leader. Bug, you are staring up at the leader of this group. What do you do? You are on the floor.
I am on the floor. I guess that's the first thing I do is stand up.
Okay.
Roll. And so behind me is the entrance to this dungeon, and then in front of me is this ogre?
No, the ogre is standing in between the entrance and you.
Okay, so I thought for some reason he chucked me past the ogre and towards the entrance.
You should explain to him why you're standing in front of him.
No. Like, basically, the way I was kind of thinking at it, it was kind of like a courtyard. So, like, there was one entrance that led out to the big forest where the other two left and went out to search it. And then there was kind of a little campsite with the big leader hanging out, and then a door that kind of led into this overgrown area. The leader is in between you and the door that leads to the overgrown area.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, behind me, basically, I see Florian in the distance running down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I see two ogres kind of coming back, and I see one of them running towards Varel.
Yes.
Who's been throwing shit.
Yes.
Okay.
I was throwing water, not shit.
We're throwing all sorts of stuff.
Very important.
Things. Well then.
Do some random rogue shit, bro.
I'm gonna be tiny, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm actually just gonna run right through his legs and try to jump up on his back.
And try to attack him from there? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Attack with Shadow
of the Colossus style. Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's going to be two different rolls. You're going to roll to fight danger dex to see if you can even scramble up him in the first place, very Shadow of the Colossus style, and then you're going to have to roll a hack and slash to see if you can get him.
All
right.
So
roll 2d6 plus your dex first.
Even the gods call you small.
Yep.
total of 10.
Total of 10. Great. You make it through unscathed. He's not able to grab you. You're able to get around on his back. Roll 2d6 plus... you have a precise weapon, right?
You do.
Using? Yeah.
I'm right here.
So roll your dexterity again. Oh, did you envenom this weapon before you did this?
Yeah. It's been envenomed since our walk. I got the idea while we were on the walk towards these ruins. Like, you know what? I have this sweet... venom right here. What if I just kind of coat my rapier in it?
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Roll 2d6 plus your dexterity then.
Another 10.
Fantastic. Roll your damage. Let's see. Your damage dice is a d8.
Three.
Okay. Let's see. So you get a little nick in, but honestly, that's all you really need with your... Which poison did you take? The Oil of Taggart. So Taggart falls into a light sleep. Now, you did say previously, though, this does take a couple minutes, so he's going to be a little woozy.
This is 5-10 seconds, but he's an ogre. He's a big guy. I can take a couple minutes.
He is a big guy. He'll take a couple minutes to get him. You only lightly nicked him. You didn't get a good hit in. He's got good armor on. So you got a little nick. So, but you'll give it a little time, and he'll start to fall asleep on you. Keep that in mind. So Florian, what are you doing? You're running towards the ruins as you see this other orc running towards it as well. One of them.
How far am I now?
To the smaller one running towards it, you're a near distance. You could shoot him. Or use your magic if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Am I still at 5?
HP? No, you've healed. You're full health.
Okay.
Everybody should have been full health before this. And then, Emil took a big hit, so he's only at 9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to keep... No. I'm going to go to 11.
All right.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
So, when you unleash a crazed performance, a righteous loot solo, or a mighty brass blast, choose a target that can hear you and roll plus charisma.
Well, it's obviously the ogre that's right in front of me.
Yep.
And I'm rolling 2d6 plus charisma.
Oh,
8 total.
What?
8 total.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so on a 7 and 9, they attack their nearest ally, but you also draw their attention and ire. So they know they're, you know they're, they know you're there. They're mad. They're pissed. But this dude, it works. So he's going to run after, he's going to run into the ruins and try to take a swing on his leader as well. But then he may, he's probably going to turn around and try to hit you. Okay. So he actually did a quite, big hit on the guy. Yeah. And but now, though, this one turns to you, points a club at you, and he's going to get ready to come at you as well. Veral, you see one coming up the hill. He's making his way. He's pretty... He's getting... You can still throw stuff at him, but, I mean, how are you approaching this situation?
Start laughing.
Okay.
I'm open to let Bestful just beat me in the face. I just laugh as he's coming towards me.
All right, he's charging at you. He's going to come up there and hit you right square in the face then, for sure. He's going to hit you for a good...
What a dick.
Well, I mean, you told him to do it. Oh, I rolled the wrong one. Hang on. Oh, that's even worse for you. You take 12 damage to the face, minus your 2 armor, so you take 10 damage right to the face.
All right. I'll take it. That's going to make me smile.
He's right there on top of you. Do you want to try to do anything else?
I'll respond with a grapple.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab around his body as he does it. Do one arm over one of his other arm, and then one arm under the other one, and then I'm just gonna, like, bite his neck.
Oh, jeez. That sounds like a hack and slash. So roll 2d6 plus your strength. Let's see what we can do.
That's 10 plus 2, so 12.
Hell yeah. You get this guy pinned. He is... You have him grappled like crazy. Roll your damage, your d10.
Which is a 6.
You get a big old bite out of this guy. It is nasty. Just a little bit of... What color is this blood that comes out?
Black. Solid black.
Nice.
Good choice.
Yeah, gross. All right. Bug, you are on the back of this leader, and there's another orc that's standing next to you that for some reason hit the leader. You're not sure why. But what are you going to do? You're still on the back. Actually, in fact, roll Defy Danger to see if you can stay on the back. That would probably be Constitution for by enduring.
Okay. Constitution makes sense. So 2d6 plus cons?
Yeah.
7.
All right. You're going to remain on his back, but he's going to... get a little bit of a hit in on you. Let's see. Okay. He's gonna do 5 damage to you. Yeah. But you have armor, so you only take 4.
Okay. So much better.
Oh, what about that earlier one where I took 10 damage?
Yeah.
Should that have been 9 technically?
No, that was 10. That was a big throw. I don't think your armor padded you for that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, but this one did 5.
This one hits. You're still on his back, so you can roll your damage dice because you are still on his back and you're able to stab into him on this moment.
9.
You have a D8. How is that possible?
Oh, damage dice. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said you might roll for
Oh, no, no, no. You that was basically what you just did. So I just want to see, like, for flavor, basically. Instead of, like, hack and slash is supposed to be about, like, clashing weapons and swords. You're just hanging onto this guy's back. So you're there. I mean, Shadow of the Colossus, stab him and do your damage.
Yeah. You got a one.
You got a what?
No one.
Okay. So you cannot get through this dude's armor. But you are still hanging on his back.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I want to start climbing up a little further.
So, Florian, this one ugly orc that you mind controlled is now pointing his club at you and starts approaching you. What do you do?
I'm looking at defend right now.
Let's see. Stand in defense of a person. Okay. Defend. When you stand in defense of a person, item, or location under attack, roll plus con. On a 10 plus, hold 3. You can redirect an attack from the thing you defend. Have the attack's effect. So, I don't know. This isn't going to prevent you from getting damage. If that's what you're looking for.
That's not attacking him.
No.
But how would you use this?
If you're standing next to a person, you can defend.
Okay, so, like, say if Bug was, like, when Bug got hit just now, I just kind of, like, interject and defend him,
in a usual situation, maybe, but, like, in this one, since he's, like, right there on top of it, you're maybe a little bit away from him, I don't think that would work in this case.
Okay.
Try to heal it. You can heal your buddy.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Roll
2d6 plus charisma.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 2d6 plus charisma. Then I roll the D8. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Oh, you are so in luck.
Oh, my God.
I got 12.
Oh, my God. Wild success. Great. All right. Now roll a D10. Let's roll a D8. Let's see how much you heal.
And it is 7.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
So a little bug feeling a lot better all of a sudden.
4 to 11.
Yeah. All right. Varal, you got this guy grappled. You're still biting into him. What do you do? Do you want to keep biting, chomping away, or do you want to do something with this guy?
Yeah, I got no reason not to just bite the other side now. I'll just twist over and bite the other side of his neck.
Okay. Let's see. He's still grappled. He's going to try to... I think this might still be a hack and slash, because he's going to try to get out and hit you. So let's do the hack and slash just to get the contest, see how much he can contest you out of it.
Okay, I got a 10 plus strength, so 2 is 12.
He is at your goddamn mercy, so do your damage.
That would be a 2. God damn it.
You must have hit a collarbone on that one, because he's still up and moving around. He's still okay. All right.
Okay is subjective.
Okay is objective. He's grappled, pinned down. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, you just kind of nicked a bone there. You didn't quite get that artery you were looking for. So, Bug, you're still on his back. What are you going to do? Are you going to hang on? Or are you going to go do something else? What do you think?
I would like... about how far... like, how many meters would you say pouring in the other ogre?
Well, the other ogre is with you now.
There's two ogres in the room with you. The leader and one of the little guys. And then Florian's pretty far. I think he's pretty far. I think he's almost, like, 40, 50 meters away.
Okay.
He's pretty far.
Wait, but I just got clubbed by an orc. Or I'm going to? Wait, what happened?
He's approaching you, but you decided to heal your buddy. But you're kind of in the ruins with Bug, because you ran down towards him to help him out.
Got it.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
There's four... Yeah, there's kind of four of you there. You're a little... you're within range of all of their stuff, so you can, and they're in range of your stuff. But Bug, last time we saw you, you were hanging on to the back of the leader. So what are you trying to do?
I'm going to try and I think it'll be different realities, but really I wanna, or maybe it's to fight danger, I'm not sure. I wanna look around, see if there's like a kink in his armor or something.
Oh, a kink in his armor. Okay. Yeah, that would probably be a discern realities.
Okay.
So roll plus your whiz to get a better look on this guy.
But nuggets.
You got a total of 5? Okay.
Yeah.
This dude does not give you an opportunity to look around. He smacks you for 11 damage.
Jesus.
I'm so, dead. No, you're at 1, right?
I'm at 11 right now, I think. Oh, I was really? At 7. I was at 4, then I got healed 7.
Oh, right? So you're down, then. I thought you had 1 more.
I think I might have because I didn't take into account armor or something.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true. So you're at 1.
I'm not gonna argue.
Okay. Florian, you just saw your buddy get smacked again. He's kind of he falls off. He's on the ground looking banged up.
Yeah.
So, Florian, what do you do? There's an orc approaching you still. He's looking at you dead in the face, coming at you, and you see your buddy fall.
How long has it been is that poison kicking in yet or not?
He's looking a little dozy. He's looking a little sluggish, but he's probably still got some more movement into him. But you have, luckily though, he has a friend to help him out, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor guy. I feel like I need to get really creative in this situation. Like, maybe I need to spout some lore, but...
What are you trying to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to figure out more about these creatures, or do you want to figure out more about this place? Because...
I was thinking that, if Bug was still on his back, I was going to try to spout lore.
Okay.
And... Given what he was looking for, basically.
Right, but he's pretty banged up.
But now he's not there anymore.
He's got 1 health and on the ground.
But then both these guys are coming towards me now.
Well, the leader's probably still, I imagine, still hanging over, looking over Bug. He probably still he's going to try to finish Bug off, and there's just one dude coming at you.
That makes sense. Okay. I guess I can, do what I do best in situations like this and just unleash another crazed performance.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So I bust out my fiddle and I start playing the fucking Paganini.
Alright, roll 2d6 plus charisma.
Oh my god. Wait, who am I targeting?
I thought it was the guy in front of you to go hit the leader and to try to save your buddy.
Can I target the leader?
You could target the leader, yes.
Since, I want to distract him.
Sure, why not?
The most?
Yeah.
Oh, my, 13.
Oh, look at that. You get it. So he is staring down at Bug. What's the song you start to play?
Paganini's Caprice Number 1.
Nice. Okay. So he's going to turn his head, and he's going to look right at his cohort, put a hand on his shoulder, and swing with the club. He's going to hit him for a big damage.
Oh, that's God. What we call big damage.
Yeah. This dude's looking like he might die with a stiff wind, because he just got nailed right in the head. And, all right, so we'll go back to Veral. You got one guy still at you. He's at your mercy. He's just at there grappled. And are you still just going to continue biting down on him?
Oh, no, he's going to come with me.
He's going to come with you? You're going to pick him up and drag him?
A little bit. I'm not going to let go of his neck, but I'm going to put my foot on his chest and grab his skull with my hand. And then as I rip up with my mouth still closed, I'm going to bring up some of his neck, obviously, with me. And I'm going to start walking towards the base with his head still in my hand and dragging his body.
Oh my god.
He's still going to fight against you, so let's roll a hack and slash.
He can fight it.
Yeah. Roll a hack and slash for me.
I like that.
Yeah. Roll 2d6 plus your strength.
That's an 11 plus 2 is a 13.
All right, deal your damage.
It's a 10, roll a 10, and that is an 8.
An 8. Well, this guy suddenly gets a lot easier to drag because he just stops fighting. He goes limp. Are you still going to take the body with you to the ruins?
Well, he's coming all the way with us. Yeah. All right, he's coming down. I'm holding his head as I walk down there.
Nice. All right.
His body is following his head.
That's good. That's good. All right, Bug, you have a moment here. You are on the ground. Your friend just distracted the leader to bring him over and to give you this moment. What do you do?
I mean, I'd like to maybe just run away and try to heal, but I got no healing potions anyway.
Yeah, you do not have any healing.
I do not. So I feel like I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to go for this last final backstab in the leader since he's turned around. That's the other guy.
Florida Day got her complete success on her. It goes to 11 spell. So yeah, you have a backstab here to go after him. So roll your dex. Well, I guess, hang on. So Renee, so you can either just deal your damage, or you can roll plus dex to get additional stuff off out of it.
So yeah, so I'm going to obviously just roll plus. I don't see why you wouldn't just deal the damage. Oh, but why wouldn't you just do the roll plus dex versus deal your damage?
Well, doing your damage is just you do.
20, it might be high.
Maybe. But, like, if you just do your damage, that's all. That's, I mean, like, there's not. You have a moment here where, like, you're not going to roll for any risk. You just deal some damage to take care of somebody. But there is a bunch of other good stuff that you get out of the actual backstab roll. So, like, there's an additional damage you can do here. You can create other advantages for your friends. Or you can reduce their armor.
Well, I just find it interesting in that it's either backstab.
Which if I had Achilles heal and cut his fucking ankle.
I'll go whatever strikes, whatever pops out at me. Also, I'm very short, so I might have to go for his ankle. We'll see.
Get his ankles.
I'll jump the best I can. Okay. So,
well, I guess, what are you doing then? Are you going to roll damage or are you rolling dex?
Sorry. See, it's interesting because if I roll damage, I still have to roll dex for the hack and slash, right?
No, you just deal your damage.
Take the roll for it, bro.
But I'm probably going to bump the roll for it.
Go big or obscurity dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I rolled it, and I got a total of 10.
Woohoo! Choose 2. You don't get into melee with this enemy, meaning that you can kind of back away. They're not going to hit you right away. You can deal additional d6 of damage. You create an advantage plus 1 forward to you or an ally acting on it. So, like, you can give it to yourself for your next move, or you can give it to Florin Day for her next move just to kind of to help her do better at her stuff. Or you can reduce their armor by 1 point. And their armor has been negating some of your damage that you've been doing.
Okay. So, do I still do damage regardless?
Yes, you're going to do damage. You're going to do your damage and get 2 of these other things.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get into melee with them. Okay. Because I'm at death's door anyways.
Yes.
And then other than that, I'm going to go for an additional d6 of damage.
Great, okay. Roll 1d8 and 1d6, add them together.
10.
10 damage? Wow. Yep. So, describe what it looks like when you just nail this dude and he falls over.
Wish I could have seen that. I might have respected your little self more.
I know.
I get him right in the bubble.
I would not have respected you at all.
Right in the bubble. Oh my god.
I'm gonna sing a song about this day.
Oh my god. And okay.
All that Florian sees is my rapier coming out of his front end.
Wow. Great. Okay, there's still one more of these orcs still alive, though. He's took a big hit from his from the leader, though, and he's just right in front of Florian. What do you do?
I want to, at this moment, you guys see a head come flying in.
Okay.
Just in the air.
Just in the air.
The head I ripped off the other one.
Oh, man, like this last
it probably missed, to be fair. It probably landed away from the little gnome that I wanted to hit, but
yeah, this last orc is looking dismayed as he sees his leader fall. His head of his buddy comes flying in. It's looking bad. So what does Florian Day do in this moment as she has this orc right in front of her?
And a head just came in?
Yes.
Did I see that?
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Could have hit you. I missed a little guy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It hit you right on the shoulder.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. That was my aim. Yeah, perfect.
And somehow it spurs me and lets me know that that other one is now dead, too.
Yep.
Great. I just have to dispatch these two.
Yeah.
So my confidence is boosted by the shoulder check of an ogre head.
It's just this one last one in front of you. So, yeah.
That's it. And he's pretty much at death's door, right?
Yeah, he's looking pretty bad.
So I just, being the bard that I am, I have to overkill it in a fantastic, fabulous way because I can, and I'm feeling very confident.
Oh boy, what do you do?
So, is there anything special for this? Like, wait, hold on. Can I, like, parlay with him?
Oh, and, like, bargain his life?
Yeah.
Okay.
For information or something?
Okay. All right, so what do you do then? What does this look like?
So he just saw this head come flying in. It checked me in the shoulder. Let's see, what is he doing right now?
He's just kind of, he's standing there a little bit, staggering, and he's just kind of looking as well, trying to see what he can do. Trying to figure out maybe can I run in this moment? Or can I do something to take care of one of these guys?
And Varel is nowhere within sight, correct?
He's coming in. He'll be there soon. After this roll, he'll be right there in the room with you. So.
Okay. Okay, so I think if I know that Varel's on his way, probably.
He threw the head, so yeah.
Yeah, so I can assume he's on his way. So, can I pick up the head and say something like, hey, is this your buddy?
That sounds great.
Okay. Roll. Hey, is this your buddy?
Roll charisma. Oh no, that was my friend.
10.
Okay. So.
Yeah, so I have to ask him.
Yeah, what are you asking of this guy? He's just kind of there like, oh my god, I can't believe you guys killed him so easily. What the hell? Who are you? What do you want?
We're your worst fucking nightmare. Ha 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 ha. But seriously. But seriously, your leader just got a rapier through the asshole.
I see that. It's very disturbing.
Sorry, say that again.
I see that. It's very disturbing.
And I see, and I know you also see that your buddy is missing a very important part of his body.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
So, we're at a bit of a situation here. I think you may have some information that we want, and we have, well, your life in our hands.
Okay, what do you want? I mean, you can go back there and fight. What do you need? What do you want? What are you looking for?
Okay, out of character. Guys, help me out. What are we looking for?
Well, I mean, the whole reason why you came out here is because you heard a story about this cloak. So
Right, okay.
Yeah, but I guess...
I don't just want to say, where's the cloak? What I'm trying to find out is, like, is there a code? Are there doors? Like, what are we in for? You know, what do you know about the path there? Like, have you been in there? That kind of stuff is what I'm looking for, but I don't really know the question to ask.
You're looking over at the side of the door with where the overgrown tree is. There's not much back there. It's just like, seems like a little room. It's not like a whole dungeon or anything back there. It just seems like a little room.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's force them to be our guide and lead the way.
Oh, that sounds like a really bad idea. I don't know about that. What do I get out of it?
You get to live, maybe.
Sounds good. Okay.
As he asks that question, there's an arm that comes flying over the roof. Just kind of smacks, lands nearby.
Let me rephrase that for you, my friend. You get to not die in a horrible, torturous, painful manner that I will take the pleasure of writing songs about in the future to torment our enemies. Oh, or you can take your chances on the ruins as our guide.
Oh, as another arm comes flying over.
Oh, man, I thought the little guy was scary after he stabbed my friend through the butthole. But, I mean, this is pretty messed up. Okay, I'll lead you guys there. He starts walking towards that door. What are you guys doing in this moment, then? Are you just watching him, making sure he's okay? Do you want to heal your friend at all?
I mean, definitely.
Okay.
After seeing some walking down there in our favor, I'm gonna stab the body in front of me and take a nice Indian sit on its back.
Oh, okay. Oh. Do you want to do your road partition now before the orc gets in there?
We can take a moment. I know it's no rush for me, so.
Okay.
We can see what's going on with them.
Okay. Hopefully this should be pretty quick. But you see the last orc start walking towards the door. He's kind of getting a little nervous, looking around, thinking like he may run, but sees his friends, takes a nervous step forward. Think! A makeshift trap springs and just completely takes his head off. He is dead, and you guys have successfully beaten all the monsters here in the ruins. What do you guys do now? Do you search around? We can roll that road to perdition right now if you want to look for something.
We could do my little vision thing real quick.
Sure.
Get that kind of out of the way. I probably won't be down there when they're going through shit, but...
Right. Well, that might be a good reason why they do it now, because you're outside the wall still and they can't really see
you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so roll plus charisma. Let's see what you get.
So this is to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, go ahead.
This is for the one who you beheaded and dismembered?
Yes.
And the arms I started throwing in your direction, yes, that body.
Okay. Some portion of it.
Is it all right, guys? He's bigger than me. It's all right. He tried.
You can cop a decent squat on him.
Yeah.
So I rolled a 6. My charisma is plus 0, so I just get a 6.
Okay. I think... You still should have 2 torment, right?
Yes, I did use torment. You're right. I did earlier, so I still have 2 torment. Okay. Which, by the way, that was a question I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. Am I getting more torment every time I'm doing one of these stabs safely? Or...
Well, is the task that death gave you just the stabbing, or is it a separate ritual that you're doing?
The task is to help the dead and dying pass on.
Okay.
So right now, I feel like I'm helping the dead or what is already essentially dying pass on.
I don't think that's the same as the road perdition, then. I think that's a separate act that you need to be doing.
Well, I'm seeing it. Well, okay. All right. That's fair. Because you're the DM. It doesn't have to go by perdition of what that means. I agree with that. So, what do you see? What do you see that part as? Which is, I'm not necessarily trying to help this person pass in my character wise, but it is anyone who fights a brutal battle in my mind is someone that I am there to help pass. So even though I ripped his head and arms off, the fact is that he wanted to have a nice brutal battle with me would be one reason why my character would want him to pass on.
Okay. But do you do this every time with everybody you fight one-on-one, then?
I would say it's more perdition to this point, only because I've been involved in a lot more war and one-on-one battles where they were, I guess, more bigger issues, person-to-person type things.
Right.
But when we're doing these multiple things, it's probably only going to come down to the ones that I physically kill. I probably won't look at anything they do with their enemies. But it'll be the ones that I'm physically enacted with, because I see their strength. I see that they're at war, and I feel comfortable releasing them.
Okay. Well, because I want to make them 2 separate things, because if you're doing, if every time you do road corrupted condition, you just get three torment, then there's no downside.
To just I agree with you. I shouldn't get it every time. That's what I was asking. But I agree. I shouldn't get it every time. Okay. Maybe there's a condition that has to be met within the character that gives me more points. Or so, maybe I'm getting something extra. Like, since I already hit the ogre prior, this ogre doesn't provide anything.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. But whatever you're up to, I'm open for any ideas.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide, because it's on this big failure. I guess on the failure, on the 7 and 9, you have to spend 1 torment or lose HP equal to higher than the dice roll. So I think you're probably still going to take that damage, but...
Maybe I just don't learn anything from this one, because I failed completely.
I don't think you get anything from it. I think you're just going to have to take a little
which is fine. It could just be repetitions of the first one I stabbed.
So you take...
But as long as his soul goes off and whatnot, like, as long as I'm still helping him pass on, that's the point of all this, so...
But then, I guess, how do you know he's been helped pass on? Because, like, do you see the spirit anyway, and do you have to...
Well, I feel like that's part of my troll. I don't think I would leave the position of stabbing my blade in the body until I help them pass on, considering... What I'm known for with the Dark Knight and my pact I have, and I'm a duty. I'm set to make sure that I'm accomplishing my goals. So if it's to help them pass on, I'm probably not going to leave that specific body until I help them. Whether they failed or passed could be different. You know, they could fail or whatnot. But
if you're going to be there for the whole time that they pass on, it could be interesting to play around with. Maybe they don't pass on.
Yeah, maybe they don't, which is totally fine, and I have to leave it that way. But I wouldn't leave it unknown. My character would finish it one way or the other.
Okay. I think then, yeah, let's leave it kind of blank of what happens. You get some sort of recoil, and you take 7 damage, and you don't know why yet.
That's okay. No, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, because now we have a chance of ghosts haunting you and stuff. So we'll see what we can do with that. Okay. I think that would be good. All right, what do you other two do? Bug, Florian.
Wait, so that doesn't apply with armor, though, just to ask.
I don't see why it
would. It would just be direct damage. That would make sense, because it's like mental, I guess, the way we're talking about
Yeah,
it.
Like a mental or a spiritual type of damage. Just
okay, yeah.
Oh, it even says ignoring armor in the move.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah.
Cool. So, Florian, Bug, what you doing?
Well... considering the fact that this one ogre that was leading us just got beheaded at the first trap on its way to this center of the ruins, we know we want to get to the center. I'm thinking, can I check that out a little further? Could I go ahead and use my trap expert? Spend a moment to survey my surrounding area?
How about you take a breather first before you do too much and let me heal you?
Yeah, why don't you heal him?
How about that? Goodness, I'm at 1 still.
Yeah. I don't think he should be
really kind of dripping in blood. I'm just really set on this. I'm really excited about this.
He's delirious, guys.
He must be.
A lot of blood.
Joke, and I'm thinking, okay, guys, we gotta go on. But I'm like dripping in blood. And Florian, you see me for what I am. Like, dude, you need to just.
Anyway, he doesn't even notice me as I cast Arcane Art.
Alright. Do you want to roll to heal him? There's nothing around you. There's no risk right now. So let's just
roll. Okay, so just roll the D8.
Yeah.
3. Cool.
Bug, you see a scab kind of heal over and get a little better, but you know, you're still hanging in there.
You got a moment.
Yeah, just 3.
I'll take it. okay, but I would like to...
But you wanted to approach Trap expert? Okay. When you spend a moment to survey a dangerous area, roll plus dex.
Wait, what's happening? What's the move?
He's doing a Trap Expert. It's a thief move.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a classic move.
Total of 10.
Total of 10, great. You get 3 holds that you can spend to ask, is there a trap here? And if so, what activates it? What does the trap do when activated? What else is hidden here? You just spend hold
to ask. Seems like a thing to do when I first enter an area, because it's not like I can hold these charges as long as I'm in this area.
Yes, it's hold. So as long as you're in this space, these ruins, you can ask these questions.
Okay, cool.
But like, once you leave, the hold disappears as well.
Sure, that makes sense.
Huh.
So I'd like to ask, what else is in here?
You walk in to the door. You kind of move the dead body out of the way and remove the trap that killed him is out of the way as well. And you see kind of in the corner, there's a pile of what looks like some chests of things. And some of them have been rooted through. Some of them look like they maybe needed a little bit of work to get into, but seems like maybe there's some treasure over there.
Okay, and so I see a treasure, like a little treasure stash, basically.
Yes.
And
do you approach? Do you walk over to it?
Is that the center of the ruins, or is there is that just off on the side?
No, that's just in the center. That's it. That's all you.
That is it.
Do you want to ask any more questions?
Yes. Is there a trap here, and if so, what activates it?
There's a couple pressure point traps around the treasure a little bit. So you think maybe seems like if you step on the wrong place, you'll get, they'll spring the trap.
Okay.
Good question. I'm
looking for something that looks out of the ordinary in terms of these pressure points. Looking for something that looks not quite like the other, like the rest of the floor.
Are you trying to make your way through with quick thinking?
That was freaking my help. I'm just looking. I'm not moving. I'm just looking for so far.
Okay.
And then, Florian, could you maybe come over here for a second? I need something from you. I need some help. Don't worry about it. I just need.
Okay. I gingerly, very, very carefully walk over in the same path that he walked.
I'm thinking that you guys are just kind of standing in the doorway looking in this room.
Okay,
so.
I kind of miss where exactly he is.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I should have been more clear.
No.
It's all good. So, I think that right there, those little corner of treasure right there that we want, I think that's it. I think we want, but pretty sure there's some traps. And as much as I love good crap, I don't know that I'm quite up for it right now.
So, are you saying you want me to give you a little performance too?
Well, actually, is there a way you could use your performance-enhancing performance and direct me deftly through any sort of traps whilst also healing any previous injuries I had?
That's a lot to ask.
I know
I'm amazing, but come on. In a series of actions, maybe. I'm not
Wait.
Sure.
What if Varel third tries the charm? What if he tosses me? I would be completely better with the treasure chest.
Do you ask Varel that?
Anymore?
Do you ask Varel that?
I'm thinking about it.
Out of character positing this. This is out of character, right?
Actually, I do have a question out of character. Can, like, is Florian allowed to just heal me as much as he wants until we're done? Is there repercussions?
I would say that would depend on how much time you guys want to hang here, because you see that kind of spiritual fire that was in the woods when you first entered, so you don't know what else is around or if there's even more of those. Those kind of messed up Florian quite a bit when you first got here, so hanging around might be a little dangerous. So it's up to, but you can certainly heal, spend some time healing each other.
What if Bug just hangs tight and just slows down for a second, because he's so hurt, man. Still so hurt.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe I know something about
Florian. I think Pharrell likes you more than he likes me. Can you maybe convince him to just walk over there? Whatever traps there are, I'm sure they're
not. We're pretty far away, aren't we? I didn't keep coming down there. I'm still with the body.
Yeah, he's still outside the ruins. You guys are staring inside of it, so he's not actually with you guys right now.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a good idea. I could go over there and try and ask him.
Okay.
But I could also just try it myself. I mean, he is way over there. We're here. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we should just do it real quick. And I should just go do it.
Okay. If you're just going to go do it, then this is going to be a Defy Danger roll. So are you going to... So you know there is a trap there. So do you give her information on where the trap is? The traps are?
I do. If I know where they are, then... I definitely tell her.
Okay.
So, I guess really I should try to roleplay that shit or something. But,
how well did you communicate the position of the traps?
You can just,
maybe that's part of my role, probably.
You're a trap expert, so you can tell her where the stuff is and kind of what to look out for. And then Florin will get a +1 on her Defy Danger role.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So you just gotta look out for when the ground doesn't look like the surrounding ground. And it's usually going to be in a shape. Sometimes just a square, sometimes though it's a circle or a triangle. Whatever usually is the tile that they use will be
okay.
The pressure trap.
What shape is it?
Look out for a shape of discoloredness.
Okay.
And got it. Do your best.
So this will be a Defy Danger. With the help from the trap expert, you'll get a +1 because you're acting on that information that you know. How are you defying this danger, though? Are you going to power through, act fast, endure, some quick thinking, mental fortitude? I don't think charm and social grace will apply to this.
It's under Defy Danger if you want to look for that.
Yeah.
Fast acting, I guess.
Fast acting would be your dex. Quick thinking would be your intelligence.
Okay. I guess quick thinking makes more sense.
Just kind of like trying to like keep an eye out and watch out for which squares to step on and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right. Roll 2d6 plus your intelligence.
None, which becomes 10 with bugs boost.
Whew, okay.
Yeah.
You make it to the middle of the room. No problem.
Nice bug.
You're welcome. Was it a circle? Was it a triangle? What was it?
I don't even know the name for the shape, but I think it's called parallelogram.
Parallelogram.
Shapes aren't my thing. Okay. Shapes aren't historical or cultural.
No, they certainly are not. All right. I'm going to look up some stuff on a loot table for you guys and see what you find here. But more importantly, you do find this kind of shimmering piece of fabric.
Is that what it looks like?
Does it look like anything? I'm so confused. What am I seeing?
Well, as far as I can tell,
we're not seeing.
It looks soft, but it looks like it's blending into its surroundings, but it looks like it doesn't quite belong there. Can you pick it up?
Oh, I see. The inside actually looks like something, but then the other side is like there. Is this what we've been looking for?
I think it is. Can you pick it up?
Yes, yeah, I can.
Do you grab it? It's free. It's there.
Yeah, I do.
Great. You have it. Congratulations. You have that. The cloak. The legendary cloak of, what do you call it? The Hildo Bragon's cloak of invisibility. Alright. I'm going to ask you one last time just to roll a roll Defy Danger to get back across this trap because you did not disarm it.
So I'm considering being an asshole and putting it on right now. I'm putting it on.
Okay.
Because that's fun.
The floor, the trap in the floor is still there. Are you going to roll Defy Danger again?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just want to put on the cloak first.
Yep, it's on.
Can you see me, Bug?
Actually, you're facing me, so I can.
Oh, here, let me put the hood on. Okay. Oh, it has a face shield, too. That's nice. That's rad. Okay, so Defy Danger was...
You did quick thinking, so intelligence.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Eight.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm wearing the cloak.
You are wearing the cloak, which is actually a problem, because you might succeed, but...
Destroy him. Said wreck him, destroy him.
I know, I'm trying. But it's technically a partial success, so she does get out, but she gets hurt, or...
The cape gets destroyed.
Wow.
And if it doesn't, I'm going to use it to mess with your meal. I'm letting you know ahead of time.
That'll be the rest of the campaign, just trying to steal this cloak back
and forth. I'm just going to step on it all the time from behind and just choke the shit out of you by accident. It's just going to happen all day.
That's probably why I play.
Alright, you have the cloak on. You step on the traps. You take... I think I'm just going to do a little damage to you. Or, no, you get hit by a dart as you're going out of the room.
Can you describe it from Bug's point of view?
From Bug's point of view? So yeah. Bug is just looking in this room. He sees you putting the cloak on, and you just kind of, you blend in around it. The light seems to, he can kind of, if he looks really close, he can still kind of make it out. Because earlier in this adventure, you kind of saw a creature moving around. Yeah. So suggest that maybe the orcs figured out how to get around it a little bit and use it to themselves, but not sure why they didn't use it themselves during that fight. Very strange. But you see this kind of image of this kind of mass moving towards you, and you just see a little bit of a just hits the wrong tile, and this little dart just doesn't see anything. It just shoots in one spot, and it's you see it. Puncher the cloak, and Florin, I'm gonna need you to mark the sick under your constitution.
Where's constitution? Oh, there. Okay, yeah. Sick.
So whenever you roll constitution now, you'll be taking a -1 to it, and it'll probably affect some of your other rolls as well.
But loser. Get darted.
But you guys get this cloak. You guys succeeded in your mission. Congratulations. You found monsters. You find about another 200 gold or so. So you guys make out quite a bit of money out of this.
Yeah.
Which is great news for everyone. You have found the ruins. You have found the cloak you were looking for. Now you guys try to pick up what you can. Do you bring... Do you show Veral the cloak at all?
Or no.
You just kind of keep it in pocket?
I didn't see it in the first place.
You didn't want to see it?
Okay. We're walking back from the...
You guys have already made the decision to keep it from me, but I hope you know that from the very beginning I already knew about the cloak from reading the body.
Yeah.
So, this might come back in the future. Nice. But you've already decided not to tell me, so...
But they don't know that you're keeping information. So the cloak is kind of this hidden thing. But for today, though, that's going to...
So every time you see me kick a random bush, hoping it might be a midget.
And that's how you guys end. You find the cart, you start walking back. Every once in a while, you see Veral kick a rock or a bush for some unknown reason. But you start making your way back to town. And I think that's going to be our session for today.
And I noticed that every time he kicks a bush or a tree or a rock or something, it just seems to happen to be when Bug isn't in sight.
Could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere. All right. We are
done. This was fun!
Yeah. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. We have one last little thing to kind of do at the end of a session. Let's see. Okay. When you reach the end of a session, choose one of your bonds that you feel is resolved, completely explored, or no longer relevant or otherwise. Ask the player of the character you have a bond with if they agree. If they do, the mark XP and write a new bond. So has anybody had any sort of new opinions about the people in your party?
Definitely not. Everything's kind of the same as it was.
Okay.
No matter how you guys feel.
Pretty much the same.
Okay. That's totally fine. If you feel like these are all still relevant, that's totally fine.
Well, I don't know. Pharrell does not trust me, and for good reason.
Well, I mean, I feel like that still stands.
I have no reason to trust you anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess
that's true. That stands now.
Okay.
But before that, maybe. I haven't really made any jokes about Bug yet, but...
Well, I mean, maybe that's why... That could be the resolve, though, is, like, you're no longer making jokes about him.
Because this guy came around who's just, like, totally harassing him.
I mean, that could be it. You can delete that bond and write a new one with Bug, then.
I don't know. I'll think about it. No, let's just leave it for now.
All right.
Let's say my character is considering it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Sounds like that was it from you guys. Okay. So now we have a couple questions to answer as a group. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
About the world?
Yeah.
Salamanders.
Yes, I agree. So everybody gets one XP for that question. For asking the question, you guys are just going to get one XP. So we're just going to give you guys a few more things. Did you overcome a notable monster or enemy?
Yeah, leader.
I'd say so.
Leader got over.
Did you loot any memorable treasure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got that cloak. Well, I guess actually this is the question then for Varal. You don't know this, so do you think that you got any valuable treasure out of this adventure?
Of course. Yeah. I helped an ogre find his way to the afterlife.
Alright, we'll count it.
I got a lot of great fodder for songs later.
Great. Okay, well that's it. I think we are done for today.
How much XP do we have after those questions? Only one?
No, each question gets one XP, so you guys should have gotten an additional 3 XP.
So what, we're like level 2 with 3 XP? Is that how this is looked at?
You're level 2. All you guys are level 2, because we just leveled up. We leveled you guys up in the middle of the session. But I think each of you only failed a roll once during this last session, this last half of the fight with the ruins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody roll? How many minus sixes or six minuses did you guys
think you rolled? I'm pretty sure I at least failed one.
I think you threw the throw that.
Yeah, the throw for sure. Yeah.
I don't think I failed any.
Yeah, I think you.
I got partial successes and I think a wild success.
Okay. So yeah. So
before the break, I got 3 failures, and after the break, I got 1.
So you should be level 1.
I bumped everybody up to level 2, so we start from 0 at the start. So I think Varal and Bug are at 4 XP going to the second level, and Florian's only at 3, which is fine.
Yeah, sounds right.
Because, like, as you guys can kind of see, the reason why I want to do the level up is because the big important thing about this game, like, Dungeons & Dragons is, like, a game with big numbers. Like, every level you get a lot, you can do more damage, more attacks and stuff. Whereas Dungeon World, you instead of leveling up, you more level out. And you get, like, more things you can kind of do with stuff.
And with our gold, we just split that evenly. So, like, I know there was you said a span of 200, and then we had a span of 150. So yeah. We just, like, split 350 amongst us, or...
Sure, well, up to you guys.
Okay, so those gems just...
We can discuss that, I guess. Yep. You know, how things go.
I just have a note for a 350 coin, so we'll keep that. And then, since you guys are making your way back to town, if you guys want to keep playing these characters, there's items in the book that you can buy and gear and stuff. So,
aside from the fact that we were just coming out here for a cape, which we now have, I feel we have no reason not to be heading back to a town and at least possibly end this in a town.
I agree. I think we can. I think we end it with you guys just traveling back into town.
Because I would love to go sit at a bar and just drink my killing ass to sleep.
Yep.
For the end of this.
As I guess as we're walking, we're just walking to town, right?
Yeah.
And also, wait, 350 divided by 3, we're going to do what, like, actually, personally, I might, as the warrior of the group, I might argue for the extra 50 out of the group and say that I earned the extra 50. I think I should get 150, and you two should each get 100.
I don't know about that.
I think this is a question we can answer next time. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the clock a little bit. As much fun as this has been, I got work in the morning, unfortunately.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I think we just end with you guys rolling back into town, maybe having this argument on the way into town towards the tavern, but as for the actual results...
I'll just put 350 in current gold with a question mark.
Yeah. That's
We'll see how much I actually get.
Is it all mine?
I don't know, it's in my bag, I'm the big guy holding it.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.